I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, hey!
What are you doing?
I'm Paddy Power.
I get that, but why are you wearing nothing but a pair of green underpants with your own name on the waistband?
That's what I do. It gets people's attention.
This is a radio ad. I'm the only one who can see you.
Oh, well, this is awkward.
You could at least have waxed.
Sign up to Paddy Power today at paddypower.com/ramble and get a free £20 bet once you bet a tenner. And I might even keep my clothes on. But look how flattering it is when I jump up and down. Ole, 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 ole.
Please stop.
Yeah.
Patow.
Yeah.
Potato. 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 What's going on over here?
Well, Jim Charles is fucking appalling.
Justin Bieber. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Ramble. My name's Marcus and I'm with Pete.
Yeah.
Luke Moore.
All right.
Jim.
Hello.
Don't know why Luke got his surname there.
More important.
Silly me. Right then, let's crack on with proceedings, listeners, now that you're all here. In a recent charity match, Gabby Agbonlahor clattered into One Direction's Louis Tomlinson. If you could clatter anyone from the world, who would it be, Pete?
I think the main enemy to football is bad challenges. So if I saw a really bad challenge going in, I'd go over and challenge that challenge.
You're part of the problem here,
No, because I'd be helping to kick out bad challenges, and then it would just end up, you know, it'd be like a domino effect.
Yeah.
And then all the players would be getting involved. Then most of like the people around the pitch.
Big carnage.
Big pylon. Yeah.
An eye for an eye leaves everyone blind.
Gandhi.
That's one of One Direction's
the new single from One Direction.
Yeah. It was lovely though. He started vomiting as he off the pitch.
I'm quite sorry for him.
I did as well, actually. I think it was a little bit of a cheap shot for everyone to laugh at him.
Yeah,
but he's living the dream.
He's winning.
Isn't
he's a professional. Yeah, exactly. He's technically a professional footballer, isn't he? Didn't he sign for
Doncaster? He did, yeah.
I just like the vomit that came out. Vomit has got greener over the years. With footballers, because we're all drinking like Lucozade and all crazy things.
Yeah, it could be that was maybe some Celtic vomit. the vomit was at Celtic.
Do you think the colour of vomit is changing the same way the colour of dog poo's changing?
Yeah, exactly.
Dog poo's not changing.
Less chalk in boy band diet.
Yeah, I agree. I think Louis Tomlinson seems like an alright chap. I'm not going to have a pop at him.
Look like he's wearing eyeliner, though.
He does. A lot was made of the challenge. It wasn't that bad a challenge.
No.
You see worse challenges every game.
It was an unfortunate incident, and that shouldn't be the talking point. The talking point should be a great occasion for charity and Mr. Petrov.
Can I also ask, I might have missed something here, you guys may know better than I do. Was the vomitage linked to the challenge?
I don't know.
Well, he went off and immediately vomited, I think. Yeah,
but was that because he was in pain or because he felt... Well, I don't understand what the connection is.
Had he cracked his knee? I don't know what had happened.
I think it was...
Could he play on?
No, he immediately...
Yeah.
But the reason I asked that is because, obviously, Louis Tomlinson is a human being.
Yes.
I've never known someone puke because they got tackled.
Right, he's a pussy, isn't he?
Yeah, okay, right, yeah.
Maybe One Direction aren't paying him enough.
Yeah. Mm.
That's why he threw up.
Don't think they pay themselves, mate.
Yeah. Well, they're certainly very wealthy. I felt a bit sorry for him, but that's Pete's answer. Luke.
No, but what is Pete's answer? I'm not clear on what Pete's answer actually is.
Well, let's see what yours is, considering you didn't have one 5 minutes ago.
I've changed mine. Pete Donaldson.
But not again, really. So you're just going to pile on Pete, piling on other bad challenges.
Yeah,
this is making
that.
It worse.
My eyes thought it through.
There's an open goal for you here, Jim, by the looks of it, for the points. But Luke,
I'm going to go for Carl Walker, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Purely because of this laughing gas incident.
Is that really so bad?
He's not laughing anymore.
The reason is... But he's
nitrous oxide is no laugh.
I don't think... Yeah. It isn't his fault, but it's his fault that I've had to read about it for the last few days.
It's deeply tedious.
Just all sorts of different tabloid jargon, like hippie crack. No one calls it hippie crack.
I couldn't believe that.
Legal high. Mm. It's a gas.
Yeah. It's craziness. And also, that happened like 3 months
Football
ago.
Football Ramble's a legal high.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
Kind of.
In most countries.
If you're high listening to it.
Yeah. So I'll go Carl Walker just because he's essentially been the genus of a horrendous tabloid activity, and that can never be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I didn't like about it, actually, was that photo was apparently from, like, 3 months ago, and the tabloids have just brought it out now, just before a big England game, to get the most traction they can. That's disgraceful.
It is. Jim, what are you going for?
Who are you going for?
I'm going... It's quite an obvious one.
Mm.
Elton John.
Elton.
I was at Bestival at the weekend. No, very much just Elton. I was at Bestival at the weekend. I ended up watching Elton John because people I was with wanted to watch him, so I thought I'd be sporting, I suppose. And no,
he's only one of the most gifted
awful
performers
dreadful
of our time.
Absolutely woeful.
Were you on laughing gas?
No,
clearly not.
Only briefly, sadly. Not throughout the whole thing. And just, music is not supposed to make you remember all your troubles. It was meant to do the opposite. I just think he's dreadful. And for that reason, I'd kick him.
I think that's fair enough. Yeah.
Would it be a two-footer?
Yeah, it would. And all those people that go, oh, actually, if you listen to his albums from the 70s, they're actually really good. They're not. I've heard them. They're rubbish.
Pete, you like Elton John?
Yeah, I think everyone likes Elton John, apart from Jim.
I think Jim's original bugbear before we came into the studio was that he played Candle in the Wind, and you didn't think that was very appropriate.
No, that's not.
Jim only likes
that he played
pop music.
It's that he was there. I only like what?
He's happy pop music. You're a believer.
He was headlining.
Yeah, he was.
He was headlining.
Would you kick Morrissey for the same reason?
No, I would not talk to Morrissey, because, you know, you should never meet heroes, but neither would I kick him.
Right, okay.
I would not engage Morrissey at all.
Which is presumably what he would want. Grumpy old bastard, yeah.
I would... I like the person who I'd like to clatter.
What?
Yeah,
that's worse.
No, there's a reason.
It's Prince, the artist formerly known and presently known as Prince.
He is Prince again. Yeah.
It is his name, isn't it?
Yeah. Symbol. Remember his actual name. The symbol phase he went through. That was lovely.
Slave, he wrote on his face.
I'd like to clap him just so I could be right by him when he went,
Why would that get you in the nethers?
I don't know, I'd quite like it. And then obviously I'd help him up, we'd become friends, and party like it's 2002.
Very musical show so far. We've had Bieber, we've had John, we've had Prince.
Yeah.
And Morrissey.
Oh my giddy aunt.
Prince is actually a Jehovah's Witness at the moment, isn't he? So you could go around together. It'd be fun.
I'm not a Jehovah's Witness.
Wow.
Wow, I like that crack. You just said,
wow. You just cost yourself the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wins, yay.
Joseph Stalin over here has just cost himself the point. I'll give the points to Pete.
Yay. That's what the people
for his
want.
Confusing answer.
Because, you know, we started off with a mention of a charity match, so a bit of charity to Pete there. Let's go on to international football, the highest level of football that is. And always will be. Lots of people disagree with that. England beat Moldova 4-0. Unfortunately, we're recording on the Monday evening, and FIFA and UEFA have conspired to piss us off because they put, obviously, the internationals on the Tuesday.
Selfish.
But another goal for Ricky Lambert and 2 assists. Yeah. He's having a lovely time in the England jersey.
Well, why would you not have a lovely time in the England jersey, Marcus? That's what I wouldn't know. What are you trying to imply there? Some people have such a good time in the England jersey, they wear it like up to 100 times, sometimes more than 100 times.
Mm, that's very true.
Yeah, so I'm not sure Lambert will get to quite that number.
He's going to start, apparently.
He is not for the next 97 times.
Oh, so.
But, you know, you can only say that he's beaten what's been put in front of him. He's looked very much at home in that shirt.
Mm. Indeed he has. Yeah, obviously we can't talk too much about the Ukraine game because
it literally hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, we could have a go.
We could do.
I think we all need to remember how boring the end of the Moldova match was. It was like a training match. It was like, oh, God, just finish the whole thing.
That's the spirit. That's what people are thinking now.
Finish, just hand out the World Cup now to Brazil or Spain or someone.
Pete, don't you often end the night in front of the TV with just finish the whole thing? This is it, end it all.
That's ridiculous talk, Pete Donaldson.
I woke up on the stairs on Saturday.
Did you?
That's a new law for Donaldson, that is.
Sleeping or walking?
Sleeping.
Where had you been?
Been down Big Red, Holloway Road's premier night spot.
It's not even the Premier Knight spot in Holloway Road,
no,
is it?
No, it really isn't.
When you say these stairs, do you mean your stairs?
My stairs, leading up to my flat. So I was outside somebody else's flat, having a little snooze.
Oh, yeah.
And that last little bit of stairage just couldn't be arsed to get up.
Hey, you just fancied having a kit.
Yeah.
North London capers.
You work hard, Pete. It's fine to have a nap.
I work hard for the money.
Break it down now.
Feel free to step in, Mark.
No, no, no.
You are the host.
I am enjoying this.
nobody else is.
Sorry, listeners. Let me come to your rescue. Poland drew 1-1 with Montenegro. Handy result for England. But I think we can just say that if England lose in Ukraine, it could be a disaster.
Put it into perspective. England were playing Moldova, who are poor. Mm. And the two assists that Lambert made were excellent. Mm. But he had an awful lot of time. Mm-hmm. Especially for the first one, so you'd wonder whether he'll get that time in Ukraine. Well, he won't. I'm telling you that now. He won't if he starts. You think he'll start? I'm not sure if
Hodgson,
he will start.
Hodgson,
has he said that? Has he?
Pretty much.
Okay, right. So he's going to be leading the line on his own, isn't he? Because Hodgson's intimated that he's going to play quite a lot of midfield players.
Yeah. Well, he's already said that Lampard's going to get his 100th cap.
Yeah, it'll be Lampard, Gerrard, probably Milner. Wilshere,
and
Walcott, and then Lambert up top.
Bit silly telling everyone your lineup before you.
Well, got no other players,
you don't
mate.
Care.
They're all injured.
So, yeah.
The Ukrainian bloke told Hodgson, "Are you going to go with them?"
Yeah, I think I
will.
Well, yeah, let's just see, shall we?
Good guess.
But the Ukraine game is going to be a slightly dangerous one. Not least because Ukraine are quite a good side, but also because England know that realistically, with the fixtures that are left, they only need a draw.
Mm.
And that presents its own problems, to be honest. And you're right in what you say, the Poland-Montenegro draw was a very handy result. Very handy indeed.
But England haven't beaten any of the decent sides in the group. They've only beaten San Marino twice, Moldova twice. They drew with Poland, Montenegro and Ukraine. So, but I think perhaps we would take a point away to Ukraine, but we shall see. Anyway, it remains very tight.
I mean, the thing is, that after this game, England have got games at home to
Poland and Montenegro.
And Poland,
but Ukraine have got Poland at home, which you'd fancy them, because I think they beat Poland 3-1, I think it was, in Poland, and then they've got San Marino.
Mm-hmm. No, so they've beaten San Marino, they paid them.
Yeah, they've got them again.
Oh, have they? Okay.
So if Ukraine win, then surely they'll top the group.
Straight away, I'm thinking goal difference.
I think if Ukraine beat it, this is why it's so crucial that England do not lose the game, for obvious reasons.
Mm. That's what I'd probably tackle if I had another go at the opening question.
Yeah.
Friday night kickoffs.
Oh, for international football?
That's not right. I'm not having that.
No,
it's not right.
Traditionally, Friday night, I mean, you've got that occasional Championship or League One game.
Yeah,
with Friday
you
night.
like a lower division one where everybody would want a big fight. Everyone would always have a fight.
Well, they changed
Sky.
It, didn't they? It's Tuesday and Friday internationals. It used to be Wednesday and Saturday. Did you prefer that, Pete?
I preferred Tuesday and Saturday. It's the right place for football.
I agree with
Pete. But it's Wednesday and
Wednesday
Saturday.
Wednesday and Saturday's fine. But can I just say, Friday night, I mean, I'm a man who likes football, obviously, but Friday night, to have one night guaranteed off on Football a Week would be a good thing, I think.
Mm.
Just jack in Fridays and everyone's just getting hammered instead.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's a new Saturday.
Yeah. Carl Walker would agree with you.
He would.
Or would he? Let's go to Group A.
Ballooned. Let's got to gas ourselves.
Easy. Let's go to Group A, where Scotland lost at home to Belgium. They can't qualify for the World
Cup. Can you please use their full name, Belgium? As Gordon Strachan was saying, leading up to the game, one of the world's best sides, Belgium. He kept saying that over and over again before the game.
Had he conceded before the game, do you think?
Yeah, he probably did, yeah.
Well, Scotland are in a bad way. They're bottom of the group, but they have to finish higher than that. Otherwise, as we've seen before, the next time the qualification comes around for the Euros, their stock will be low and they'll be in a lower pot, and that makes it just so much more difficult.
I mean, they're swimming upstream as it is. It's been a long time since
they're going to be in the same position as Carl Walker, dealing with bad pot.
Indeed. I mean, they can finish third, but I mean, Wales and Macedonia and Serbia will also be gunning for that third.
Well, Scotland can't finish there because they cannot win.
One of the best sides in the world, Macedonia.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Belgium though. Let's talk about them for a bit. They're magnificent. They're romping through the group. They're nearly there, and I think they're fifth favourites for the World Cup. It would be astonishing, wouldn't it? Though it's within the realms of possibility they could put in a good showing. And considering if you look at their recent tournament history, it's like they've come from nowhere. Of course they haven't, because we've seen their players progress through.
They're not the most overrated, underrated side around.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about them as being underrated, aren't they? To the point of when they're actually now quite a bit overrated.
Oh, no, I'm not underrating them at all. I'm just saying, if you look at their... If you were to look back, if they do something at this World Cup, if you look back through the history books, it would look like, hang on, where the hell did that
come from? Yeah,
because
the last time they qualified would have been World Cup 90, would it?
No. I think, were they not there in 2002?
Oh, they're 2002, sorry, okay.
2002? I can't remember now. But
they were definitely in 90.
94, were they there? Albert played, didn't he?
Yeah, of course they did.
It's interesting though that you know this hype around Belgium has been going for a few years now, but the players have stepped up to it. You know, not let it you know affect them, and they are actually just living up to it.
Unlike their neighbours, Holland.
They're in 1994, 98, and 2002, according to my sources.
There you go. You see.
So, but I mean, you know what I'm saying about the underrated, overrated thing because they've got so many good players.
Mm-hmm.
I've read a couple of people from Belgium saying, oh, you know, we've got a lot of good players, but we're not really a proper unit yet. I mean, obviously, they're qualifying very strongly, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know...
Qualifying means nothing.
Exactly. You've actually got to go tournament. To Brazil and perform.
Absolutely.
Yeah? And
of course. But they do have a chance to do something in next summer.
Mm. I think they'll just be everyone's second favourite team behind their own, won't they?
Yeah.
Well, not necessarily, but we'll come to that in a minute, Jim. They lost 2-1 away to Macedonia. Chris Coleman wasn't with the team initially when they flew out after he lost his passport.
Chris.
Remember that time when he was late for training when he was managing in Spain because his washing machine was broken?
No, it wasn't. That was a lie, wasn't it?
He was on the piss, wasn't he?
Yeah, at some student club.
Yeah, that's right. And he also turned up to Sky Sports to do some punditry and didn't have a suit, and he had to borrow one of the Sky Sports news readers, who I forget, who was a much broader chap than him, and so he looked like a little school kid.
How has he got a job? That's unbelievable, isn't it?
what I absolutely loved, right, is if the manager's not there initially for when you go out, you'd think that's pretty piss poor. You need your main man there. Wales captain Ashley Williams, most people didn't realise anything was wrong until we were on the plane.
He's a present. He is a present.
I don't think it is too much of a big deal, and I'm sure it won't be a disruption.
Who's that tall guy?
That's the manager.
Where's that tall guy? Yeah. With us?
Oh, don't worry about it. We'll crack on.
Manager's always chewing gum.
You're right. How has he got a job? Yeah. If his own captain's going, is the boss not here? Don't worry, we'll just keep running around.
Which one's he again?
Come on, boys. Round the pitch, couple
we'll
of times.
We'll just make a scarecrow. Stick it in the corner.
Oh, dear. But Belgium looking good in that group. Group C, Ireland lost 2-1 to Sweden. That crucial one, the Irish lost there.
Talk of if they don't win in Austria, again, I think that's tomorrow night, talk of Trapattoni losing his job, getting the old Spanish archer.
Is that right? Yeah. Robbie Keane scored his 60th international goal,
that's
I think.
Excellent, isn't
that is fantastic.
Oh, well, he does get a lot of stick, doesn't he, especially on this show. But that's an amazing record.
It's superb.
Yeah. More than any England player.
By far. And I think Ireland are still in a position where they can qualify.
Mm.
They just need to obviously negotiate a couple of tricky fixtures, but they can still qualify.
Who have they got coming up?
They've got Austria away, is a crucial one, but... Germany will win that group, of course.
Yep.
Sweden have really pulled that one. Well, not pulled it out of the bag. They've really got a great 3 points there away to Ireland, and Sweden are in pole position. Well,
yeah, and Ireland's
problem
is after they play off Austria, they play Kazakhstan at home, which is a reasonable bit, but then they're away to Germany. So
exactly,
and then Germany may have already qualified. So you never know. You never know.
Yeah, I can't see Germany just rolling over though, especially
what they always do that.
Well, Germany beat Austria 3-0 at a local derby there, and 35-year-old Miroslav Klose got the opener, equaling Gerd Müller's goal scoring record for Germany with 68 goals,
more than any Irish player.
Yeah, he's probably going to beat Ronaldo's World Cup record next year, isn't he, as well?
As much as I obviously rate Klose, as we all do, he's a fantastic player, blah, 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 blah. I do like how Ronaldo's got that record.
Yeah, I wonder if Klose will actually get many minutes in Brazil. Maybe he won't.
Well, Yogi Love has actually said that if he stays fit, he will be leading the line for them. Next thing. And Stefan Kiesler, who's scored loads of goals, I think that's how you pronounce his name, Kiesler or Kiesler, loads of goals in the Bundesliga, has got so annoyed that he's now saying, well, I'm not playing for Germany anymore.
And
Jogi Love say, well, I've not picked you anyway. So that's things will still remain the same.
Yeah.
I've made Roy that decision for you.
Yeah.
Roy Hodgson's going, have you ever been to anything?
It's the international football equivalent of going up to your boss and going, you can't fire me because I quit. Well, no, I have fired you.
Group D, Estonia.
Oh, before you move on to that, I was on that closer top scoring record thing in the World Cup. I was going to say that Ronaldo's got 15 in World Cups and Klose's currently on 14.
Yeah.
But the next nearest active player in terms of goals scored in the World Cup finals is David Villa with 8.
Wow.
It's actually quite a big put a bit, and Veer's coming towards the end of his international career anyway now, you would have thought.
8 goals at World Cup finals?
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on a minute, Gary Lineker scored 10.
No, active players.
Oh, sorry.
Active players. What I'm trying to look for is players that may take that record in the future.
The reason why I'm going to apologise is because I'm sorry, and also I was looking at a little story that I'd brushed over, so I wasn't paying full attention there.
Well, it's not acceptable.
Yeah, it is really, isn't it?
Professionalism.
just before we leave Group C, we have to say that Germany physio Klaus Edder, he ran onto the pitch to tend to Marcel Schmelzer, and he slipped, breaking his finger and tearing a muscle in his leg.
Then immediately treat himself.
Yeah. I just can't picture a German man doing something that clumsy.
A German physio.
He's too inefficient.
I know, poor chap. Are we ready to go to Group D?
Yeah.
Come with us, listeners, where Estonia nearly got all 3 points against the Netherlands. The Eastern Europeans started the game quite badly, going 1-0 down at Robin scoring after 2 minutes, and you just thought, well, here we go. Mm. Holland have had a 100% record in the group. And then Estonia, the equaliser was a great
beauty.
One. Only second to Cristiano Ronaldo's wonderful nutmeg in the Northern Ireland game against who I forget.
Yeah, but I mean, the quality of the opposition, relatively.
But the nutmeg, I can't remember which Dutch defender it was. It was glorious. And then a 25-yarder smashed into the bottom corner.
Yeah.
And then the second was superb as well. A lovely little chip over the top. Left foot control away from the defender and a right foot flick over the keeper. And Estonia were absolutely loving it. And it was only a 93rd minute penalty.
Which wasn't a pen. It's a very soft one. Yeah. To give in the 93rd minute as a very soft penalty kick.
Robin van Persie reminded us of that slight arrogance that he has in his persona, which he used to have when he was younger. When he put the penalty away and was like giving it just for a second or two, a bit of the big one to the crowd. And I'm thinking, mate, that crowd have had a great day. It doesn't matter, even if you've done that. Yeah, you soured it slightly, but you've just rescued a point there. You shouldn't really be...
I don't think that was a penalty either.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, some listeners may disagree, but I mean, the defender is a great flick over the top from Dirk Kuyt. Mm. And if you haven't seen it, Van Persie ran through and the defender came round the side and took the ball. And obviously the referee had judged that he's gone through the player, but I thought that was a soft one.
Yeah.
To give that in what is a... You know, reasonably important game. It's a competitive game. It's the third minute of a scheduled 5 or 6 minutes of injury
something
time.
Like that.
It's a big decision.
It is a huge decision. And it was so unlucky for Estonia. I mean, Estonia aren't terrible, don't get me wrong, but Holland, as I say, 100% record.
Mm. I mean, and the reason it's slightly
an anomaly,
slightly more important than that in terms of the penalty is, okay, Estonia probably, well, they can't qualify now, I don't think. Mm. They've got a very small chance of qualifying.
But as we said with Scotland...
Had they won that game?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd have won 9 points and not seven.
Well, as we said with Scotland, it's important for these so-called small sides.
To get themselves up the pot, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the sort of performance that Holland usually reserve for the actual finals of a competition, isn't it? It's like, how did they manage to do that?
Well, maybe that's what Van Gaal said. He was like, right, we've qualified, this is Brazil, and he's thinking, maybe we can... And then when they get to the Brazil, he's like, right, we're in qualification again, and they'll become good.
On the same night, Andorra, in that group, Andorra lost away
It would take a lot
Turkey.
Of hoodwinking. Yeah.
Any sort of Ricardo Teixeira news on that front? Was he around? Or?
Was you Andorra? Is
he travelling with the team?
He will not leave Andorra.
despite
it being a tiny nation.
Yeah,
he won't do. There's no danger of that. I don't know if he's there or not. We'll have to find out somehow. Mm. In Group E, first place Switzerland drew 4-4 at home with Iceland. They were 4-1 up.
Yeah.
That's dreadful.
It was a wonderful comeback from Iceland. Their young player, the number 7... Gunnarsson or something his name was, forgive me for...
That sounds about right.
Gunnarsson, I'm sure where it'll be that.
Gunnarsson
scored a hat-trick, a brilliant hat-trick, but like, that was another outrageous result as well. You couldn't have seen that coming. I mean, Switzerland are top of the group.
They're boss in that group, aren't they?
Yes, that was a strange one.
I think I'm right in saying a bit of Icelandic trivia, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think that Iceland was colonised because a load of Danish second-born sons were fed up with the first-born son getting all the inheritance. So they all banded together and sailed to Iceland and colonised it.
Is that right?
I think that might be true. Listeners, if it's not true, please direct your tweets to any of the other boys here.
Yeah. You do look like an Icelandic historian.
Thank you very much.
To a certain extent.
Thank you very much.
And I reiterate again that I think Iceland...
It's interesting you've taken that as a compliment.
Well, that's all right, isn't it, being a Viking?
Well, it's one or the other, isn't it? It's not necessarily good, it's just what it is.
You look like a man who lives in an outpost who doesn't see people.
Yeah.
That's why you dress the way you do.
Who's not allowed to see people.
That's the ambition. I was actually called by a Norwegian the other day, Leif Erikson, which I looked up, and Leif Erikson was one of the Viking conquerors of Scotland, one of the first.
Is that an Interpol song?
I think it is, yeah.
Might be, yeah.
Anyway, just before Jim interrupted me, I'd say I still think that Iceland are the most overachieving nation in football.
There's probably a stat around that, isn't there, because of the population and that sort of stuff. But you say overachieving, they don't actually achieve anything, do they?
Well, they do.
What?
They don't finish. They don't finish bottom. They get a point away to Switzerland.
But that's not really of itself overachieving.
Well, we're talking
it?
About achieving getting up the pots.
We're a very small island.
Yeah.
Well, Iceland's only got a population of about 354.
It's all about the pots. Get out those pots.
We'll come to Ghana in a minute.
Yeah.
Group F, Northern Ireland, were sunk by Portugal 4-2 in Northern Ireland. Cristiano Ronaldo with a hat-trick. The Northern Irish did lead 2-1 after Postiga was sent off, but they went down to 10 men themselves and Ronaldo took over.
There's three men sent off in that game in total, weren't there?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a great Lafferty match.
Lafferty was sent off towards the end as well.
Standard.
I'm pretty sure that the home fans, I love this, they, you know, 2-1 up, and they were thinking, hang on a minute, you know, Portugal down to 10 men, and they were doing okay. But then, as I say, Ronaldo just started to boss the show. I'm pretty sure the home faithful were chanting, Messi, Messi. It's the only thing they've got.
Yeah, yeah.
And they deployed it.
I think Cristiano Ronaldo, there was talk of him not taking any part in the game due to some potential niggling injury or something, which I think would have been a bit of a blow when they turned up and he was actually playing. Especially if you're a Northern Irish player, because you'd be like, oh, for God's sake.
Well, unless Israel pull off a shock this week, it'll be between Russia and Portugal for top spots. African World Cup qualifying. Let's leave Europe and go there. An incredible result happened. Tunisia were beaten 2-0 at home by Pete Donaldson's Cape Verde.
My boys.
Yes.
They're doing brilliantly.
They are doing fantastically well.
If you want
well.
To talk about a place that is really small and also has very few people living on it. Well, Cape Verde is definitely one of them.
Let me back that up, Pete. The population of the island is just under 500,000. If they qualify for the World Cup, they will become the smallest country ever to complete a World Cup finals. A compete, rather.
Yeah, have they not gone? They've got some amazing journey where they've essentially gone from like 130th in the world and they're about 35th now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what's the story behind this? Well, why has this happened?
Well, about 10 years ago, they were dreadful. They didn't even bother with international competition because their performances and results were so bad. Mm. I think they've pulled a few players in who have probably grown up in European countries.
We've talked about players in the past who would have been eligible, but they lost. Like Nani's eligible, I think.
Exactly,
and Henrik Larsson was as well, I think.
Right. So I think that's what they've set about
it's
doing.
Probably, it's because Portugal's so good at the moment that they don't really need to kind of claim for Portugal. Mm.
Well, they finished top of their group because obviously in Africa all the little groups of four, the top one go through to the playoffs. But they look, I think they're going to be seeded in the playoff, which is crucial.
And they've got a Barcelona style kit as well, so maybe they got that over the last sort of 10 years.
The World Cup needs this team. Their manager's a part time air traffic controller. he had a little few weeks work experience with Jose Mourinho and co at Real Madrid last
That's
year.
That's incredible. How have they pulled that off?
I don't know.
What phone call do you have to make to get that? I think, can we do that?
Yeah. Air traffic controller.
Well, there's talk. I mean, because you get, obviously, was it four teams that qualify from Africa, is it? Because they go to...
No, it's five.
Is it five? But I thought they go into, or are they going to 10 teams? Then
there's 10 teams, and I shall tell you which teams are. So there's Cape Verde, Cameroon, Nigeria, Burkina Faso, Algeria, Egypt, Ethiopia, Ghana, Ivory Coast, and Senegal.
So Ethiopia, Burkina Faso, and Cape Verde wouldn't have qualified in the past. So you could have three of those five could be new teams.
That's right.
That'd be great.
That'd be brilliant.
It really would be.
I imagine there's a very different story at the air traffic control of Boa Vista Airport, I imagine. Yeah. We've lost out one of our best air traffic controllers to the World Cup.
There can't be that many of them. What if he can't go? But he just can be dangerous if he goes.
But being a football coach and being an air traffic controller skills aren't immediately transferable. So just because he's good as a coach, he might not be a very good... He might be pleased.
Fair, yeah.
Yeah, he might be like, get off.
I'd like to think if he was air traffic controller, he was daydreaming. Channels, stick it in the channels. What?
Yeah. All of it. It's all about timing. It's all about when you arrive, when you don't arrive.
Strict instructions.
Yeah.
Strict instructions.
Keeping calm under pressure.
Yeah.
That's right. It's all there.
Perfect, if anything.
I tell you what.
Would argue that sort of Big Sam's football would make him perfectly suited to be an air traffic controller.
Big Sam. Yeah.
Or competitive eater.
But Cape Verde, ladies and gentlemen, get behind them.
Yeah.
And linking it all the way back, they would be everybody's second team, Jim, if they qualified for the World Cup. You see, there's a method to this nonsense.
It's always good if you're doing a callback to point out that you are doing a callback. So, lessons in comedy with Marcus Speller.
Seriously, Jim, no, all joking aside, like a lot of our listeners aren't the brightest, so probably the best thing.
Says Luke Moore, and only Luke Moore.
Get in touch on Twitter with him.
South American World Cup qualifying, here we come. Argentina and Colombia are nearly there. They can qualify this week if they take care of business in their respective matches. The Colombian Birdman, he'll be flying there next year in Brazil. Surely, Pete Donaldson.
Not that long a trip.
No, exactly.
Well, exactly.
Compared to Ukraine. Not Ukraine, what we're talking about. Hello, Donaldson.
What are you doing here, Birdman? I don't know, I've got my wife crossed.
Where am I going to supposed to be? Shit.
Excellent.
Yeah, we like that.
Colombia are flying, aren't they? I mean, their stock has hardly been higher apart from sort of pre-94. But even then, I don't think they were ranked as highly in the world as they are now.
And thanks to the millions of people who tweeted us a picture of Carlos Valderrama with pink hair.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it?
P-Bay.
It nearly broke Twitter.
I'll tell you who's having a bit of a terrible time of it. We may have touched on this over the last couple of weeks, but I can't remember. The Uruguayans.
Yeah, they're not doing too well. I mean, they're still in there. You have to remember that it's the top four, I think,
it
automatically qualify.
And then the fifth have a playoff.
That's right.
So their 21s look better than their actual.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
they're doing better.
Well, you've got Argentina, Colombia. Looks like they're going to go through. Probably Chile, and then I think
Chile are through.
No. I don't. No, none of them are through.
Oh, okay. But they're up there, aren't they?
Yeah, they are up there. And then I think Ecuador.
Yeah.
And then I would imagine Uruguay would probably get that fifth spot. But
they're 3 points ahead of Venezuela with a game in hand, so you'd fancy them. But I mean, they've not been the most convincing of teams during this campaign, has it?
Neither have Mexico, actually. They're sort of struggling a little bit.
Yeah, Mexico are looking like they're going to have to get involved with a playoff as well. They're behind. I'll tell you who are flying that group in Central America. Costa Rica.
Yeah. Well, Honduras beat Mexico in Mexico.
Yeah.
It's a fabulous result.
The Central America qualifying is Costa Rica on 14 points, United States on 13, Honduras on 10, and Mexico way down on 8.
Ooh,
with 8 points, only just above Panama.
Still in a post-Sven hangover.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Still reeling.
It's very hard to put yourself back together emotionally post-Sven.
So many of us have suffered, Jim. And are still suffering.
You've got to accept you'll never hit those heights again. and manage yourself from then on.
Am I right in saying it would be a weird World Cup not to have Mexico in there?
They might be there. They might be there.
No, I think they'll be okay.
Can I just say on that Sven topic, today's Evening Standard headline, I owe it all to Sven, says Lampard. Talking about his 100th cap coming up, he owes it all to Sven.
Yeah, Sven was the one who brought him in.
Sven again.
Off the street.
He wasn't actually talking about his emotional and football career. He was, you know, he was talking about money, physical money, actual money.
I owe it all to Sven.
Did he have a big suitcase full of cash?
And somehow I owe him £1 million.
I am a bad gambler and he's a convincing man.
Oh, dear. Well, let's go back to South America because the big news coming from that continent is that Romario and Diego Maradona have linked up to have a go at CONMEBOL, the South American Football Confederation, demanding transparency.
That
isn't
that
a wonderful? Isn't that a wonderful thing, ladies and gentlemen, that's happened?
Yeah.
The two slightly chubby men of
have they actually properly linked up, or have they just both said it at the same time?
No, they
planned
have.
It.
Romario and Diego, along with 20 South American football clubs and a group of Uruguayan lawyers, have got together to demand a change to the way football is run in South America.
Wow.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Mm. That's a bad day at the office if you work for CONMEBOL and you've got that shitstorm about to come.
Does that smell of onions? Oh, God, he's here.
Who's that with? Oh, God, it's Romario as well.
I absolutely love it. Romario, because Maradona said that we've seen with astonishment and great sadness that football is just for a few. It doesn't belong to the clubs, the supporters or the players. So we're going to form a commission to unmask these people who do so much harm to the game. And Romario said CONMEBOL were worse than the Brazilian Football Confederation, who he regularly slags off.
Yeah, he hates them.
Yeah, so he said the situation is really much worse than we imagined. What has been presented here is one of the biggest disgraces that I've seen. With this commission that we are going to form, we are going to see what has happened to all this money.
I think a commission put together by Diego Maradona Romario will definitely be taken seriously.
Yeah. I love as well that he doesn't say this is one of the biggest disgraces I've seen in football. It's one of the biggest disgraces that I have seen.
Yeah.
And this is Romario.
Yeah. Yeah.
This man will have seen some disgraceful things because he'd have been doing them.
Yeah, but in his eyes, that's not a disgrace.
Diego Maradona having a pop at the organisation. Mm. When he was manager of the Argentinian national team, he spent half the time in bed.
What I like about that, wasn't there a news story this week that he insisted on keeping a disco open until
that's
dawn?
Right.
Yeah, it was a bowling alley, wasn't it?
It was a bowling alley, wasn't
was it?
Was it?
I thought it was a nightclub.
I saw the photo of that, and the caption of the photo, which I saw before the photo itself, was Diego Maradona with revelers in some nightclub. The picture was Diego Maradona surrounded by people balancing a cocktail on his forehead at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Didn't he threaten to sue them?
No,
he threatened to close the club down.
He threatened to get his rather tasty friends involved.
Isn't he like friends with the Chancellor of the Exchequer?
I was sort of thinking, you know, he's how old is he? 51?
52.
And he's staying up till dawn. How's he done that then?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Nice little bowling, eh?
But no, because he gets out of bed at about 5 in the evening, Pete.
I like the idea of him balancing a cocktail on his head and the journalist saying, have you got any comment regarding CONMEBOL? They're a joke. They're an embarrassment.
Maybe that was a satirical kind of bit of a play. Yeah. Sort of like, it's a balancing act being the head of a football
body. Hang on a minute, I've got margarita in the eye.
No, don't anyone take this out of context.
Yeah. Another tequila suicide, anyone?
Now watch this drive.
Former Commonwealth President Nicolas Lyoz, he quit his post as president last April, citing ill health at the age of 84. So he was replaced by Eugenio Figueiredo, the vice president, who's aged 81. Why are all
Spring
these people
chicken.
In charge of football? Old bastards.
Spring chicken.
Well, I don't know. If you're involved in football, you finish your career at...
None of these. Well, I don't know who they are, but I'm willing to bet.
A lot of experience.
Yeah. Mm. Avalanche, get him back.
Yeah. right. Greg Dyke. What position has he got in our FA for granted?
Leave Dyke out of it.
Yeah.
Don't like him.
All right.
He's not in his 80s.
No.
He's living in the 80s, basically. But anyway, back in clubland, and that's nothing to do with Maradona, in club football, West Ham made good use of the international weekend by winning the City of Barcelona Cup.
Have they made this up?
I think so, yeah. It was a friendly against Espanyol, apparently. But Big Sam was there with a massive trophy, presented presumably by Trevor Brooking or something, I don't know. But, yeah, he got his first trophy of the season, Big Sam.
Is that the first thing they've won since they won the World Cup?
I think they've won...
No, they won the FA Cup in the 80s, didn't they? Trevor Brooking scored with a head.
With his head.
Didn't they have won the playoffs?
Doesn't mention a final as well.
That City of Barcelona Cup is full of gravy right now.
They won the FA Cup in 1980, Jim. Yeah, you're right. So.
Pulling these facts and figures out of the air is Lukey Moore.
Mm. What's the Wi-Fi password again, Luke? Sorry, it's so ridiculous. You know what it is. I can never remember.
What about this one? A Liverpool fan recently got a new tattoo. Now, football fans have often in the past been silly when getting tattoos, but perhaps this chap takes the biscuit. He got new Liverpool defender Colo Torre's name tattooed on his foot. That's weird enough.
That is odd.
That is very strange.
Not even a club legend.
Just signed.
He's played three or four games. But obviously
on the red, white, and cop for him.
Yeah, he's made an impression on this young chap quite clearly, but he got the spelling wrong, so he's now
he didn't. The tattoo artist did.
The tattoo artist did. His foot now says Colo Touro. Forever tattooed on his right foot.
You could change that to an E.
Could you?
I'd have a good go at that.
Well, Touré...
Pete, you're the king of shit tattoos. So
yeah,
what
exactly.
Do you think?
I'd have a go.
Touré, if anyone knows this guy, Pete is willing to have a go at changing it to an E. Yeah. So let's see if we can get in touch.
Just
maybe,
when you thought
maybe
the tattoo situation couldn't get any worse.
I'll have a crack.
Donaldson's involved.
Well, Touré's tweeted the fans saying he might change his name.
Don't do that, Touré. It's not your problem, mate.
Yeah.
He's helping out.
Don't encourage an unhealthy obsession.
What about League One? There was a game, and Coventry City won it, and they're off the bottom!
Hey.
They're on to 1 point.
They're going to slag off their fans again, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them to get down to Coventry City, even though they've had their heart ripped out of them.
How's that slagging them off?
Yeah, go and see the corpse of the thing you love the most.
How's that slagging them off?
Just saying.
Don't stir.
You upset a lot of people last week.
It's easy when you don't support a club.
I'm galvanising them.
I actually support Coventry City. There was more than one game in League One, actually, because I saw MK Dons versus Swindon, which was a ruddy excellent game.
Oh, there was a sending off.
There was a sending off.
Should it have been a sending off? Because you didn't seem to think so.
It was harsh. It was over the top, but it was probably a bit harsh. But I wanted to accentuate the positives of my main, Marcus, and that was that... there are a good few young players on loan from Premier League clubs playing.
Mm.
Patrick Bamford from Chelsea, he scored a lovely one for MK Dons. But Alex Pritchard, he's a player that we've talked about a bit on the show before, sort of young Spurs player, he's on loan at Swindon. He scored a world-class free kick.
He did.
Yeah, it was really
he
good.
He did.
And they drew 1-1. And MK Dons should have won it, actually, but the linesman erroneously ruled a goal out for offside, which wasn't even close to being offside.
Yeah, it wasn't, was it?
No.
Damn it. How did Pompey get on?
Good game. Pompey conceded the last-minute equaliser. So, to go along with the week before, when they conceded two goals in the last 3 minutes. So,
heads on.
Yeah. Fan-owned, though. Fan-owned.
Yeah.
So, it's all right, isn't it?
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be right back up there.
Can't wait for us to be fan-owned in the and Wessex Premier League or something. That's not me seriously moaning about it.
Let's lighten the mood, eh? Because this week, on Wednesday,
I'm already applauding him on the field.
Yeah. It's Steve Harper's Newcastle United testimonial featuring, and brace yourselves, your beauties, Alan Shearer, David Ginola, Faustino Asprey, Joey Barton, Rob Lee, Peter Beardsley, Les Ferdinand, Real Fox, Keith Gillespie, Lee Bowyer, Pavel Cernicek, Steve Watson, Lee Clark, and many more.
I can see, Shea Given's playing, Pavel Sanchez playing. Will he get his game? That's the question.
That is the trouble.
Yeah.
That is the trouble.
Never mind.
But he won't get a game.
It would be so appropriate if he was on the bench because I'm testimonial. Yeah.
Bless him.
But more incredibly than that, ladies and gentlemen, is the team that they're playing is a team of former Milan players of ridiculous proportions. Paolo Maldini, Christian Vieri, Franco Baresi, Ibrahim Bar, Zvonimir Boban, Alessandro Costacurta, Gianluigi Lentini, Mark Van Bommel and Daniele Massaro.
Incredible.
Again,
who
there's
did
more.
Who have to get off with to do that?
That
to get,
is
to pull
just...
That. Steve Harper we're
think,
talking about.
That's sensational.
Do you think Christian Basilias is still looking at his phone? I'm around. I've got nothing on.
Wait, I'll tell you what. There's another name to add to that.
Go on.
The current Sunderland manager is playing for AC Milan. That'd be fun.
Really?
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Oh, fabulous.
Wow. Oh, he's in the area. Might as well.
Yeah, so former player for Milan.
So how has Steve Harper got that sorted? Do you know?
I don't know. Is it to do with
this
Milan's...
This is clearly Joe Kinnear. Oh, yeah. Pick the phone up and get
contact.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Get
contact.
Anybody.
Judge me on my signings.
The players he has signed for that particular game, you've got to hand it to him.
Yeah, he's done well.
If that was the reason why he was in, you would forgive him, I think. Would you? Could you?
40,000 tickets sold, apparently.
That right?
Wow.
I'm looking at these players here, the Milan players, and I think I can pick three who would genuinely improve Newcastle even now. Boban would, Costacurta would, Maldini would.
We need to finish out.
Christian Vieri would.
Les Ferdinand.
Oh, Van Bommel's only just retired.
Yeah.
He certainly would.
Oh, yeah, Van Bommel definitely.
Van Bommel would basically improve Newcastle, and he could still do this.
What about 53-year-old?
Just by giving Caballé a kick.
53-year-old Franco Baresi.
I'll take him. Yeah. I'll take him still.
Ibrahim Bar, I bet he's got a little bit of pace left.
I love that you say you'd take him still and judge that on how he used to be.
Yeah,
unless you've been like I don't know playing five-a-side with him recently.
To be fair, given the evidence, Jim.
But Franco Baresi, if he's 53 now, I mean he famously played at the very top level, I think, till his early 40s. Maldini did. Mm. So these players played quite late in their careers. What I'm saying, if Baresi played down like some sort of Saturday game now in England, he wouldn't be that bad.
No, of course he wouldn't.
Yeah. Very clean shorts.
Yeah. Oh, very clean shorts.
Right, and let's finish on a silly one before Pete's game. The president of Bulgarian third-tier outfit Schumann Football Club, Georgi Georgiev, was rather intimidated by his side's opponents in the Bulgarian Cup. They were drawn away to Burgas, who finished sixth in the top flight last season, and Georgiev has withdrawn his team from the Cup, saying, "It's too hard. We refuse to participate. I don't want to cause my boys mental trauma."
I love that.
Fair news.
You know, they do the FA Cup draw live. Imagine if like a League Two team or an amateur team got drawn against Man United away. Instead of doing that cheering thing, they just go, "Nope. No,
we're not doing it. We don't have much of a competitive spirit. No, we're not doing this."
Can you imagine being the players? Oh, yeah, we get... What?
No, what do you mean we can't play?
Oh, thanks.
Chance to put yourself in the shot with? No. No.
How to embarrass
you? They're pulling the balls out of the bag. You're like, put it back. Put it back. I'm loving this.
Yeah, we want another team. Right then, let's go to Pete's game.
Yes, let's go to Pete's game indeed. Today's game is Cheggers plays Pop Robson.
I've not got one this season so far, I think. No. What show are we on? The fifth show of the season?
Something like that.
Yeah. All of these clues come from none other than Tom Higgins, so if they're incorrect, blame that.
Nice one, Tomo.
Not only not doing his own work, but getting other people to take the blame if it's wrong.
Not checking other people.
Exactly, no. Exactly.
Good lad, that's the ramble spirit.
At least supervise it. I'm busy.
Get your own name.
I began my career at Wigan and finished it at PAOK Thessaloniki.
Hmm.
Jesus. I mean, how old is this fella? Because Wigan, we're right down there.
Hang on.
Doldrum.
Yeah.
In addition to Wigan and the aforementioned Thessaloniki, I played for Stockport, Oldham, Portsmouth, Newcastle, Coventry, Plymouth and Watford.
Oh, stop. Is it John Beresford?
No. He did just play for you a lot, didn't he?
Yeah.
My name is often mentioned in the same context as Ronaldo and Maradona.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, this is because the three of us tend to get included in the list of top 10 fat footballers.
Okay.
According to Wikipedia, my nicknames include Sumo, Hippopotamus, and Bob due to my alleged resemblance to former Kids TV presenter and Cilla Black sidekick Bob Carol G's.
I'm sure it's not this, but John Parkin has to be put in here just to get out of the way.
No.
Like Bob Carol G's?
I've got nothing.
Is it Laurent Robert?
What, he looks like Bob Carol G's?
I'm just trying to think of players that played for Portsmouth and Newcastle.
Was it Spurs in there as well?
Were Spurs in there as well, Pete?
I can confirm. Do you want me to confirm? No. Yeah. No, they weren't.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Were you thinking John Scales?
No, I wasn't.
Neither were playing for.
Well, I'll have a go
while,
with John Scales.
While playing for Newcastle, an opposition fan threw a pie at me during a chorus of Who Ate All the Pies, I responded by eating the pie. There's a lot of these, just he's a fat man. I once described myself as the Premier League's fastest player over a yard.
It would be Marshall, would it? Ian Marshall?
No.
Fastest player over a yard?
Honours include appearing twice in the second division team of the year, 86 to 87 and 89 to 90, being named Portsmouth Player of the Season in 1989.
Come on!
And winning the title of Mr. Fit Club 2006 after losing 4 stone, 8 pounds on Dil Whitten's Celebrity Fit Club.
Oh my God.
Stop, it's Mickey Quinn.
It is Mickey Quinn.
Oh, thank goodness.
God, I should have got it before that.
After my football career, I became a racehorse trainer. In 2001, my trainer's licence was suspended for 18 months for neglecting horses in my stable.
He's fat, he's round, he's worth £1 million. Mickey Quinn.
Thank you for that, sir.
Indeed. Yeah, thanks, man.
Well done, locals.
Thanks, Tom Higgins.
Well done, Higo.
I should have got it way before that. But
Let's have some correspondence.
Yeah.
Are we going email first?
Let's go Twitter question first.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Question of the week this week was, if England don't qualify for next year's World Cup, who will you be supporting and why? I just hope the referees have a good time and everyone gets off their backs, says Kevin Anderson. Very public spirited of you, Kevin.
Yeah, I like that. And let's hope the ball doesn't get any stick for moving in the air.
Yeah.
It's a football, of course it moves in the air.
Let's hope it's on a plinth.
Mm.
Football, I'll be supporting football. That way I can't lose. Failing that, probably Japan. I like the way they think. That's from Andy Malone. Dan Williams channels Clive Tilsley and says, probably the whole of Africa.
Nice. Yes, yes.
Police machine.
Yeah.
Says Alan Simpson.
A lovely one.
John Williams pipes up through the Facebook with the pot man.
What, Ghana?
Yeah, supporting the pot man. Yeah. Not everyone who follows you supports England, mate, says Ralphie.
I think that.
Thanks for that, Ralphie.
Yeah. Mm. Sounds fun.
And I'll follow this up with. The Wizard of Ertzil via Twitter says, the USA, because I'm an American. All right, mate. Don't appreciate your time.
Maybe that question wasn't for you.
Few digs here for Marcus. Loads of people suggesting perhaps you could support Adidas, Marcus, for the World Cup.
I already do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's a dig.
I'm all in, you know.
And that's about pretty much what I've got.
Tango. Did we send some Tango?
A Tango football with Adidas made. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
Clash of sponsors. No, they're not sponsors.
No. It
made me actually think, I'd love to see, I mean, it could happen, a clash, maybe Ghana and Colombia in the same group, and the Potman versus the Birdman.
Oh.
That, now you're talking.
He'd be in the pot. He'd be cooking him.
It'd be brilliant.
If it went for extra time, they should have to both play.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
That'd be a good rule.
Yeah.
That would be magnificent. Who's your second team, Jim, if England don't get there? Well, it would be either Cape Verde or Belgium, I would think.
Yeah, fair enough.
Petey?
Definitely the CV.
Yeah.
They know when they're qualifying yet. You do realise that.
No, they're two games away.
Yeah.
Playoff away.
I'll probably go Bosnia.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so. I quite like the look of Bosnia, yeah.
But they don't look as though they're going to go.
They are the top of their group.
Oh, of course they are. Yeah. We didn't mention that.
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Yeah, fair enough.
We've both been to Bosnia, haven't we? Briefly.
No.
Good.
That was.
But I have then.
That was Spain.
In what world would you two be to Bosnia together?
Not together.
Oh, okay, right.
I don't know what to say. Jim, quickly, an email.
An email, okay. Yeah. Right, well, we criticised friend of the Ramble, Murray James, for not doing anything last week, and he's my has he responded. Let's go straight in. Hello, sorry for not getting involved last week, got caught up in work. This week's been the same. I'm working harder than Harry Redknapp's presumably Filipino cleaner in his presumably illegally extended beach house bought with presumably dirty money. Presumably.
Thanks for that, Murray.
However,
if we're not here next week, this will be a high point.
Yeah.
However, I did have time to knock up a Schwarzenegger 11. Okay, so I'll go straight in.
He just knocked it up.
So this is an Arnold Schwarzenegger first 11.
I'll have a think.
Okay, in the spirit of last week's Cat 11.
Yeah. Okay. So here we are. That's Junior Hoylett. Yeah. Jürgen Twinsman.
That is very good.
Karl-Heinz Running Maniga.
That is top.
Conan Dembabarian. Quade Hignett. Sarah Connor Wickham.
Yeah.
Commando Torres.
Torres!
Eraser Ruddock.
Excellent.
Morten Gamst Predatorson. Cesar Azpilavista, baby. And the quite magnificent Michael Get to the Chopra. And the manager is Kinder Jürgen Klopp.
I mean,
Diego Klopp.
Yeah. Also, he adds, we don't need a keeper. Arnie's fucking mental. Yeah. Quick one for the younger listeners. This is a poo 11. Steve Legrizovic, Keith Curl, Crap Stam, Wes Brownie, Jobby Savage, David Dung, Cack Wilshire, Stool Fox, Turdy Sheringham, Shite York, and Floater Mateus. Reserve keeper, Shaka Hisplop, managed by Poo Kinnear. Take care, Murray.
I think my favourite was Keith Curl.
And that, in a nutshell, is why he's friend of the Ramble.
Yeah, exactly.
Red Sonjari Litmanen.
Nice.
That's decent. That is actually decent, yeah.
That's it. He just knocked it up.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff from Murray James there. Excellent, Murray. Thank you very much indeed. Pete,
Kinder Jurgen Klopp. Jesus, excellent.
Goodness. I got an email.
All right, read it out then, brother.
Oh, I wish I'd read it before, because... yeah. this comes from Alex, who says, cheers at the end of the email, so look out for that at the end. Afternoon, sexy ramblers. Hope you're well. I was enjoying the latest podcast and heard your chat on who you'd want in the room when having a baby. My wife and I had a beautiful baby girl on the 4th of July, and I can wholeheartedly agree that the experience would only have been made better if Martin Yol was indeed there. Yeah. My wife, Jo, used a birthing pool. This could have been used for me, Martin, Jo and Juliet to have a celebration bath with cigars and champers after the goods had been delivered.
That'd
like
be
an FA Cup win in the 70s.
That'd be excellent.
Thank you for
fabulous.
That, Alex.
Thank you indeed, lovely. Alex. Any more?
I've got nothing.
There we go. That's that gone. Right, well, let's
that's
end.
Pete's trousers off.
Let's get serious, shall we?
Yeah.
Well, let's end the show then. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. If you'd like to get in touch, the email address is show@thefootballramble.com. The Twitter is @footballramble, and the website is thefootballramble.com. Say goodbye, Pete.
Goodbye, Pete.
Say goodbye, Luke.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye, Pete.
And it's goodbye from me, darlings.
Laters.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.